Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Once in a time not very long ago, and in a place not very far away, there lived a little boy named Toby. Toby was in the third grade, and he loved going to school because he loved learning new things. And he loved his third grade teacher, Mrs. Rimple, because she was always kind and very funny. One spring day after recess, Mrs. Rimple told the class that they were going to work on a new project that week. Mother's Day is coming up soon, so we're going to make art and tell stories that honor our mothers. Toby put up his hand at once, as he often did, because Toby was generally full of questions. Mrs. Rimple always appreciated his questions, and so she called on him at once. "What do we do if we don't have a mom?" Toby asked. Now, Toby knew that he had a mom somewhere, in the sense that a very nice woman had helped his dads give birth to him as a baby, but that didn't feel like quite the same thing. Mrs. Rimple smiled at him. "That is a very good question, Toby, and I'm really glad you asked it. Let me change some of the words I used to explain our project so that I can be more clear. We're going to make art and tell stories that honor the mothers in our lives because everyone has different kinds of mothers. Some people have mothers they only see sometimes, and some people have mothers that they can't see anymore, and some people have someone in their life who is like a mother, and some people have mothers that they live with and see every day, maybe even more than one. We are going to celebrate all kinds of mothers." Toby went home deep in thought. When Mrs. Rimple had explained the project a second time, it made more sense, but he still wasn't sure who he was going to celebrate as a mother. When he came into the kitchen, Papa Seth looked up from the spaghetti sauce he was stirring.
"Hey kiddo, what's up?"
Toby explained the assignment and then asked, "But Papa Seth, who in my life can I celebrate as a mother? You and Papa Dan do all the things that my friends' mothers do, but it feels weird to celebrate either of you as moms. I think this would be a lot easier if there was just a parent day instead of making it all gendered." Papa Seth laughed.
"Yes, you're probably right, but you do have people in your life who give off a lot of mom energy. What about Grandma Betty? Whenever you have to stay home sick from school, she comes over and makes you soup and plays Scrabble with you, and taking care of you is a very mom thing."
Toby nodded. "That's a good suggestion. Thank you." Grandma Betty did have a lot of mom energy, and she always helped take care of Toby, but she didn't seem like the whole answer. So he went to find Papa Dan. Papa Dan was in the garden, digging up weeds and throwing them over the fence so that they'd grow in the empty lot next door instead of in the vegetable garden. He listened as Toby explained his problem.
Said Papa Dan. "Do you think you need to take the assignment completely literally? Because one of your mothers in your life is the earth."
He gestured to the garden.
"She feeds you fresh veggies and gives you clean air to breathe and water to drink. Those are all very mom things."
Toby nodded. "That's also a good suggestion. Thank you." The earth probably had the most mom energy of anything, since the earth took care of everyone in the whole world. But she also didn't seem like the whole answer. So Toby went to find his neighbor Sadie. Sadie was on the swings in her backyard, and when she saw Toby, she waved him over to come swing with her. While they pumped their legs on the swing set, Toby explained his problem. Said Sadie. "Well, my parents are divorced, and I only see my mom every few weeks. I love her lots, obviously, and I'm giving her a card for Mother's Day, but I also got a second card for my homeschool tutor, Mrs. Darby. She spends so much time with me and teaches me so much that sometimes she feels like a mom too, you know?"
Toby nodded.
"That's also a good suggestion, thank you." His teacher, Mrs. Rimple, had a lot of mom energy too. She taught so many kids so many things every day, and she took care of them. But she also didn't seem like the whole answer. After dinner that night, Toby got to work on his assignment. He didn't think he'd gotten a whole answer from anyone he'd talked to, but he got a lot of pieces of the whole answer, and he worked diligently to put all of those pieces together. The next day, Toby presented his assignment to the class. It wasn't a card or a story, it was a collage on a big piece of paper. There were pictures of his dad's, his grandma Betty, and of his family's vegetable garden. There was a picture of Mrs. Rimple that he'd cut out of the school yearbook from last year. There were pictures of lots of other people, too. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and his neighbor, Mrs. Harris, who helped all the kids on his street make their Halloween costumes every year, and Elliot Page, and the drag mother Papa Seth performed with, and the minister at Toby's church, and lots of other pictures besides. I don't think that anyone really has just one mom, Toby explained. I think being a mother is too big a job for any one person and for any one gender, so I tried to honor everyone in my life who I felt like had any mom energy at all. I think I probably forgot some people, but that's okay. I'll probably be finding more moms for the rest of my life anyway. And you know what? Toby was absolutely right. But that is a story for another time.